This is Twit.
Apple plans to reduce its App Store commission from 30% to 15% for small businesses, aka those that make less than $1 million in a year, I believe is the qualifier, as of January 1st of this coming year. Are we feeling good about this? Are we feeling bad about this? Is $1 million too small an amount? Is it too great an amount? One of you can be the first to discuss it.
I think this was a really great move on Apple's part to sort of make amends and make things right for as many developers as possible, because this is the largest number of developers are going to fit into this category. I think the numbers were saying something like 98% of developers that make money off of apps, off of app purchases, make less than $1 million a year. So that's a huge group of people. I also think it's a little bit interesting that they left out developers that make more than $1 million. I don't know why they decided to do that, other than obviously making more money off of the people that make more money.
Yeah, that is kind of curious, because it seems as though I do support lower spiffs off of Apple, especially for the people for whom it matters the most. But then again, you also have the people at the very, very top of the range, like Netflix, who can say, yeah, 30% off of every single thing doesn't really work for us. We need to negotiate a lower rate for you. And somewhere in the middle, there are the developers that are certainly doing well. But the thing is, the people who are making more than $1 million are probably not the two people at a kitchen table sort of shop. These are people who have like office space, or at least in the before times they did. They have employees. They have actual like ongoing expenses. Mm-hmm. So just the fact that they're making more than $1 million doesn't mean that they don't have like a very, very slim bottom line and that they wouldn't appreciate getting a slower cut. This will definitely at least make them. It's a good move for them. For the developers, good move for them PR-wise. Very good move as both with the EU and the United States prosecutions and investigations on market dominance. They're the one thing that Apple is consistently facing, working against, is, hey, we control this app market. People, developers have absolutely no choice but to pay whatever Apple asks. At least they can say, hey, look, the industry average is like 30%. We're paying more than 98% of our developers are paying 15% of royalty. The only thing though left to be sort of checked out is that it's not as though you automatically get the lower rate. You have to apply for it, and then Apple will approve it. Supposedly, maybe we don't know yet if it's literally they just simply check how much money you're making and then just simply rubber stamp it, or if they decide that, yeah, we'd much rather have you stick at the 30%. But thank you very much for getting in touch. We love you.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly because they don't want to have a company with five apps suddenly become five companies with one app each. So they're gonna police that part. So my whole thing is that I would never, not for a minute, suggest that Apple is fiendishly clever in its intricacies and has created a Machiavellian masterpiece of a plot to beautifully score the PR coup on the one
two
side.
Two hippies in a garage, also, everybody. Two hippies in a garage.
But also at the same time, very neatly carve away the sort of hyper-manipulative situation that Tim Epic from Fortnite and Spotify were doing, where they were trying they are billion-dollar companies that very much want to be Apple and Google and sort of become the gatekeepers. But their PR strategy was to say they were fighting for the little developer. I keep maintaining they were fighting for space on the little developer's neck. But, you know, they were definitely fighting for something. And this sort of really, best at worst, it splits loyalties and kind of highlights that there is a disparity of power, not only between Apple and their developers, but the ones when Andy mentioned, where you have Netflix and Amazon on one side and you have the indies on the other side, and then you have these sort of wannabe big tech companies in the middle. And it if nothing else, it added a couple new dimensions to our 4D chess game.
Yeah, I think one of the things that, you know, you have to take into consideration whenever you make a change like this is, what communications did you have up to this point? What assertions did you make up to this point? And I think that that plays a role in how you go forth in what kind of cut we're talking about. Because if Apple, you know, they've been talked to and asked about that 30% cut before and continuously said, you know, this is the industry standard. This is, we think it's fair, given what this is our store and the part that we play in this. And so to then make a change at all, if it's just a complete change, people could look to that and say, okay, well, that's you admitting that you didn't feel that, you know, you needed that 30% to run the store, that you needed that to pull this off. And so to kind of going back to Lori, your question, I think that that plays a role in that question of, you know, why were some businesses left out? Because kind of Renee's saying there, where there's, you know, 4D chess, 5D chess, whatever, the sixth dimension, is that you can say, we really do need this 30%. We're just being nice with these people.
Well, for COVID, they did it for 2020 relief, right? Like they didn't say it was like they were just doing it. They said because 2020 has been so hard on these particular developers.
I did not hear that part. So does that mean, are we speaking to an expiration date on this? Apple's,
they didn't say an expiration date.
Small business program.
They were just sort of into the messaging. They were saying they realized how hard 2020 was being on developers. And there was two interesting sets of math that was run. Ben Thompson ran the math and said that at 15%, depending on how much you charge for your app, it really does approach, in some cases, go slightly under, in some cases, go over what Stripe would charge for just processing fees, which means that's considerable savings for those developers. And that is really changing the game in terms of a premium versus a processing fee. And then John Gruber also pointed out that because you lose status like the next year, but it takes you a year to gain status, that there will be some developers who are like, maybe I should stop selling for a month just so I don't go over come December, which I think is problematic in just in terms of how they, like, it's not an ideal implementation of the idea that they put together.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard that, argument or thought put forth. I suppose I wonder though, given that this has been the status quo, these companies have done, these developers have done what they've done so far with that 30%. So do we not look to this 15% change as just this is something that now you will get? That's the part that I question in terms of the potentially making $1 million in a year and then not being able to switch to that 15%. Were you able to do okay with the 30% thus far? So when the 15% comes, that's just a whole new world,
frosting.
A dazzling place. yeah, frosting. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I obviously that's not an argument I can make. I'm not an app developer, but I do wonder about that kind of thought in particular, given that everybody right now is doing 30% until January 1st. And, I think that, Lori, we can look to a lot of these apps that are well known among us as ones that will be very comfortably within the small business program. I mean, you have done the great work of talking to a lot of app developers, iOS app developers in particular. And so I'm kind of curious, you know, I'm sure that there are a few that you could name even that folks well know of, but are going to fall underneath that mark, given the fact that they, you know, make less than $1 million in a year.
Yeah, I think this is this is big news and a big deal for, you know, a lot of developers. You know, 98% of developers that are making money in the on the App Store that have in-app purchases, you know, they're not the freebies that, you know, are just ad revenue or data sharing stuff, like the ones who actually make money from either in-app purchases or the App Store itself. That's a huge portion of the developer population. And there's a lot of people who fit within that category and only a few that don't. It's the 2%, you know, like it really is that kind of number that don't fit into that category. But I think just like what Andy and Renee are saying, it's what Apple has implemented. It's problematic in what's to come. You know, if somebody's going to just turn off sales in December because they don't want to go above the million dollar mark, that's bad. That's just bad, you know, a bad experience for, you know, the App Store. Mm-hmm. If, you know, there's companies that are going to try to split their apps into separate companies so that they can still fit within, you know, fit under the mark, then that's just kind of trying to play against the game or something like that. Those are all bad things. So I keep thinking of, I used to work at a movie theater, and the way the theaters would do things, and I'm assuming it's still the same way, is that the movie goes into the theater and it starts at a very high percentage. I think it's something like 50% of profits made go to the distribution company. So then every week it goes down. So the longer you keep that movie in the theater, the lower that percentage is. So you get more percent, your theater get more percentage of that movie if you keep it in the theater longer. So really popular movies that are gonna, you know, they've got nominations for Oscars and things like that, they become really profitable for the movie theater because they are in the theater for a longer time, so they're getting more money off of that. And I've always thought that that seems like a really good idea, because what we know to be true is that apps are usually the most, there's like the most revenue comes in when that app is brand new and it's getting a lot of marketing. The team is out there pushing it, letting everybody know about it. You know, bloggers are writing about it. It's getting a lot of attention in its first beginning stages. And that's when Apple could take the most from them. And then the longer it's in the App Store, then the price goes down. And to me, that seems like it makes the most sense, because it allows the developers to sort of continue making money. And then, you know, as time goes by and less people are buying these apps, they're actually getting more money off of the percentage of it. And it's sort of balancing out for them as developers. And you don't have that same problem that comes along of, you know, a developer who wants to make less than $1 million so that they can stay at 15%. So I don't know. They clearly did their research and they've decided that this is a good way for them to do it. But I've always kind of thought it makes more sense to start reducing your percentage the longer you've been in the App Store.
Renee, as is my way, I tend to like to ask questions that may put someone on the spot a little bit. I'm curious.
Yes, counselor.
Given your, you know, long studied history of Apple and kind of the way that the App Store has shaped over time, as a thought experiment here, would there be changes that you would think? Is it a matter of communication and better communication? Is it a matter of, as Lori's, you know, potential idea here, again, purely for thought experiment's sake, because what is, but do you think that this was the right way to go about it? Or are there any changes that you see that would improve upon this small business program to make it easier or more clear for developers?
Yeah, I think there's a two-part answer. One is that I would change the way that you qualify so that you don't lose it immediately and then have to spend another year regaining it. I would make just parity where you get it immediately and you lose it immediately, almost like a frequent flyers program. I think that would stop people having to worry about going over at the end of the year, then having to spend another whole year just getting back into it. But I think writ large, I'm going to give you the answer that makes literally everybody super angry at me, you know, from Apple to developers, is that I still think the 30%, 15% is a massive distraction and red herring. And I'm sure developers are absolutely going to benefit from this. I don't want to take anything away from it. Money in James Thompson's pocket is money in all of our hearts. You know, like the more Rusty Shelf can spend for Christmas, the happier we all are. But the age of apps has changed. Like they were like the last one, like news. I'm not going to include Lori in this, but back when Andy and I were young, news was expensive and CDs were expensive. Lori can be in for the CD part. You know, and you bought DVDs and it was expensive. And one by one, everything has just been flattened down to a subscription. So now for basically 10 bucks, you get unlimited TV and movies, unlimited music, unlimited news. You know, if you happen to be in one of the countries that has those programs, the value has been extracted from everything. This news is basically worthless. You know, just Google anything you want. And apps, because they were sort of the last stage of consumable content, they were the last ones to hit this barrier. But ever since the advent of the Google Play Store and the App Store, they've become just as commoditized. They've gone from the same sort of manufactured scarcity to digital abundance. And it's going to be as hard on developers to face that transition as it was on people making wooden toys when the Hasbro factories went up, or any of us who are used to getting paid. Like, I used to get paid thousands of dollars per article in print magazines. Those eras way over.
That was nice, wasn't it?
You know, like, you can ask what bloggers get paid, but I mean, like, it's just way over, and everyone is going to have to adjust. The whole market is changing, and I think absolutely give them I would give them everything. Give them demos, give them everything that they want, because I think they absolutely need it and deserve it. But I think the bigger discussion has to come when we do realize that apps are pop content now, and we start seeing them all go into, you know, how many apps do you get for $10 a month sort of models.